This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for some Forgiveness Friday, y'all. But it is also a shout-out Friday.
Hell yeah, let's go.
The 469, I want to shout out my son Jackson in Princeton, who received Athlete of the Year for the second year in a row. Also Mayor's Award at, I'm going to say Southard Middle School. It could be South Hard, and also scored 100% on his algebra star exam. Boom! Shout out.
My mic wasn't on. I said boom.
I hated the star tests, man. They were so annoying.
I was really good at them.
I was too, but I still hated them.
And the ITBS test. Remember the ITBS? Did you take that one?
Is that an irritable
Iowa test of basic skills?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, man.
I definitely remember that. By the way,
it was when I learned how to use a Scantron.
My wife is, it looks like, getting back into teaching. She is specifically trying to avoid grades that teach for the star test.
Smart.
I think she needs to go into politics and force them to not do that anymore.
Yes. We have long
and
held.
Then start teaching finance and stuff like that instead.
We've long held a plan that she would be our political candidate and that I could call the shots. Because she is infinitely more likable than I am.
Isn't it better that people don't know that they don't teach finance in class at a young age? Because whenever all the high school graduates graduate, they don't know exactly what they're supposed to do. And then they end up with lots of debt. Isn't that better for
No, that's not.
No, I'm not for us, but for the companies.
Well, I mean, I guess.
They're like, no, we definitely don't want you to ever teach finance.
Okay, well, I'm glad we're not doing that.
Okay, all right.
I guess, kind of.
Kevin, do you mind if I start Forgiveness Friday today after you do all your shout-outs?
I do not mind.
I'm trying to figure out who deserves forgiveness in this situation.
Oh. Is it Essa Lindell?
The other day, I sent my wife a link.
Oh, it's you.
That said, hey, you could enter to get a free puppy photo session. All you have to do is submit something, yada yada. So I sent it to my wife today. She got a text that said, you have won a free photo session.
That's nice.
And she was like, hey, guess what? And I was like, that's kind of awesome.
Yes,
they picked our dog. And then I looked in the comments and all the comments said, it's a scam, it's a ploy, it's a marketing ploy, they want you to give them $600 in deposit just for your time. Yada, yada, yada.
Oh.
And so I was like, hey, by the way, just to be kind of clear, ask questions. So here is my text exchange with my wife.
Uh-huh.
All right. I don't know. A lot of people say it's a marketing ploy. Check the comments. She said the video they sent says get a free port. Anyway, I said, yeah, our dog is so cute. They should be paying us to use him.
Oh, that's nice.
And then I followed up. Do not buy anything, Adrian. No matter what they sell you, do you understand the assignment? And she said, yes, sir. Ice water in my veins.
Mm.
That should have been enough. But I know my wife. So I followed up. I do not care how much money you will save if we have to spend any money. She is the person that will come back and say, it was a 90% off sale on this coat. And I'll be like, doesn't matter. How much did the coat cost? And she's like, it was 90% off. I'm like, that's not what I asked you. How much did you pay for it? And she's like, $300. Why? No, that was a very expensive coat in the first place. We don't have the $300 to spend. She said, I would never spend money on getting my pet's pictures taken. So, you know what? I have trust in my wife.
Smart.
Today. I trust my wife that she is. So, do I deserve forgiveness for sending it initially?
You also deserve forgiveness for saying you trust your wife, because you had to send not one, but two text messages to really hammer home how much you did not trust her in this instance.
And from the 817, should have been enough, Corey, but you know how women are. So.
Okay.
Thanks, PJ Washington.
Yes. And now we have another drop. I forgot who it is now. All right. So we'll keep you updated. I would love to tell you
that. You know how women are.
Yes, I know, PJ Washington. I already said that. All right. Forgiveness Friday. And this is something that we didn't get to yesterday. So I also need to ask for forgiveness.
All right.
Richard Wesley. He decommitted from Oregon.
And I don't know who this is.
Okay. Yes, you do. You'll realize it in a second. You might be like, who cares? This isn't Oregon. I'm not following that. All right.
True.
Well, this is an update on a previous story, because 17 days ago, I guess now 18, this was the recruit who celebrated his commitment to Oregon by jumping into a pool with their head coach, Dan Lanning.
Okay.
That wasn't even.
I remember this now. Yeah, you brought this
3 weeks ago.
Because remember, there was some lady. There was a lady in the background.
There was ladies there.
Multiple ladies.
The coach took a shirt off and everything, and they jumped in the pool, and now he has decommitted.
What? He decommitted? After they jumped in the pool together?
Yes.
That's a bonding moment.
Apparently not.
Dude, kids these days. Just willy-nilly committing to something and then decommitting. Listen, I completely agree.
Are you telling me that 17-year-olds don't have the highest level of commitment? I am shocked. I tell you, shocked.
Well, also, universities don't have the highest level of commitment either.
So that's a fact.
That is very fair.
Look, at least I appreciate that 17-year-old athletes or athletes in general up front about it, and say the universities are like, we are for the student athletes. Bull crap you are. So
that's true.
There's an update on that. You know what? I'm sorry to do this. Go ahead and give me cut number 6. Does Connor McDavid need to ask for forgiveness as well as his whole stupid team for being really good?
Who's been? Oh, look out. It's McDavid. Hintz trying to catch him. McDavid scores! The breakaway goal for Connor McDavid.
You know what?
Edmonton. Yeah,
cut it off. Cut it off.
This is like the Niners thing that you did to us during football.
Well, yeah. All of this just happened. And you know what? I've changed my mind. I don't know how often we ask inanimate objects for forgiveness. I think that the hockey puck needs to ask us for forgiveness, because that deflection was ridiculous. I watched that thing like 6 times trying to figure out if that shot went 250 miles an hour and that's how it deflected that far down the ice, and Connor McDavid's just standing there and he's like, oh, great, to score that goal, because it was ridiculous.
Yeah, man, this is a...
Stupid Connor McDavid.
There were a couple of them that were just like, how did that even happen?
Yes.
That were very frustrating.
Yes. So I think him, or honestly anybody from the Edmonton Oilers, needs to ask for forgiveness, because they're too good at hockey.
All right.
Now, it's good to be a fan of something, right? Or somebody. But sometimes fandom, it goes wrong. I take you, and this is a real sentence, to the Lionel Messi youth soccer event where security had to get involved. Because this dude, who is not a kid and did not have a kid at the camp, came dead sprinting across the field to get to Lionel Messi when he saw him sitting in the tent. And one security guard tried to stop him, but he slipped on the grass.
The security guard?
Yes.
Or the kid? Okay.
He slipped on the grass, and so he briefly evaded him. And then the other security guard got a hold of him, at which point the security guard that slipped on the grass was able to recover, and they were able to get him right when that dude had walked up to Lionel Messi. What was he trying to do? Get him to autograph something. All right.
And security did their thing.
Guess what? If you'd have just walked up, I think you would have had a better shot than dead sprinting across the youth soccer field.
Yeah.
Trying to get...
Your first thought is he's trying to kill him.
Yes, a little bit.
And also, if you really wanted to get away, why didn't you cover your body in Vaseline?
And you know what? He did not do that. Instead, he had a Messi jersey on, and then he had sunglasses on, which he was really concerned about getting back when the security knocked him down. He really was.
Can I have my sunglasses,
he
please?
He pushed back on the security multiple times so he could get his sunglasses, and then he definitely seemed surprised that they were still escorting him away.
Are you kidding me?
No. All right, but here's the thing. Forgiveness Friday twist. Which do you think is worse? This guy or... BJ Penn. Now, BJ Penn.
Is he a wrestler?
No, he was a UFC fighter. Gotcha. Who famously quit like a little bee against George St. Pierre after he had talked all that trash leading into that fight.
He has that kind of face.
So he has been accused and arrested of an altercation with an elderly woman, which that's not good.
Mm-mm.
But let's take a look further into the case. BJ Penn, according to the court records, this lady filed for a restraining order, Lorraine Shin, because Shin alleges that Penn is suffering from a psychological disorder that's caused him to believe that this 79-year-old lady killed his family and took over his mother's identity.
Oh, man. I guess first you need to do an investigation on that.
That's fair.
Like seriously.
Feels like you should be able to find out pretty
first
quick.
First question should be, hey, BJ, is and to his family,
yeah.
Is your family still alive?
Yeah.
And if they are, then you can kind of just squash yeah. the whole thing.
Secondly, does that lady claim to be your mom?
That's a good question. But remember, was it Kellen Winslow? He had a weird situation where obviously something's not right up there. Too many hits to the head.
He was raping women.
Yes,
at
old women.
A senior living facility.
And was it a motorhome neighborhood?
Yeah, that might have been it. Maybe you're right. You know what? I
no,
think you're right.
It was both.
Yeah.
It was both. And like he was riding his bicycle. Or weird situation. But that is definitely something that I do remember. Like my dad telling me, my grandfather, as he was very late in stages of dementia, and you know, nearly death. He's like, hey, you know, dad told me today that there were a couple guys burying a body in the woods over there. We needed to go dig it up. And I was like, he saw this from the old folks home?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I kind of want to go dig it up just to see, but it wasn't there.
And by the way, to follow up this arrest, he skipped his court date.
Yeah, there's problems.
He's 46. Now, I realize the concern, of course, is going to be he came from the UFC. And by the way, he fought in the UFC for at least a decent amount of time when it was significantly less regulated.
Oh, yeah.
Than it became.
Think about all the training he did. Was he fit?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Degree black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. All the training he did too, taking hits and that, not just in the fights.
Wow, man.
So
you think it's going to bring about the questions of safety for others when these fighters are not in the world?
And I know the UFC is going to make the argument we have significantly regulated since then. And I definitely understand that. I'm just be curious if there's like a generation of MMA fighters in the first, 9 years-ish?
Yeah.
That are like, hey, we might need to go get some, you know, analysis done on our brain or whatever.
For sure.
All right, let's go back to hockey. But it's not about the Stars. Okay, not about the Stars. Do the Washington Capitals need to ask for forgiveness? They sent an email, they say mistakenly, to their season ticket holders saying that next season would be Ovechkin's last in the NHL. And the team stated the email was sent from a, quote, individual with the corporate sales department. I don't believe that announcement has been made. Uh-oh. Now I kind of think it is going to be made, but do they need to ask for forgiveness for maybe spilling the beans about Ovi?
So this is always the line from Sports Night. To whom am I apologizing? Who am I asking forgiveness?
They need to ask Ovechkin for forgiveness, right?
Absolutely. They screwed up, and they need to go fall that sword right now and be like, we are so sorry. You are the history of this team.
Yes.
Like, you are everything to this team. We want you to be around for years after you're gone, after you're retired. We screwed this one up. How would you like us to approach it?
And wouldn't you hate to be the head of that department if you had nothing to do with it? You have to take that phone call where he's like, what the hell?
Now you got to go fire some. Do you fire the person for that big of a mistake?
You know what? I'm going to ask Ovechkin. I'm going to say it's up to you. If you want us to fire this person, we will.
And Ovechkin just holds his thumb out.
See, I did not have the management capability at that time to fire a person. But I definitely wanted to fire somebody at the video store. Eventually, I did get the capability of firing people. But before I had it, I was running the register right next to this fella named Josh. Josh was a whiz on the register. His social skills were not good.
They're lacking. All right.
So at the time, I think we were running, remember, this was in the way back time. You could get like the two movie theater style box candies for $2. And this fairly hefty woman came up to the counter with.
Did he say, are you sure you want to?
No.
Okay.
I think what he said was even worse.
Oh my gosh.
He picked up the boxes of candy, looked at her and goes, I knew you would take advantage of this opportunity.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
Oh man. That's something you keep in your head.
And I remember very much, I was like, Josh, go to the back. And I sent him to the back. And then the next day, I was back at Blockbuster when that lady's husband called. And I had to just sit there and listen to him just light it up a blue streak. And I was like, it's fair. Like, I get it. I'm not the person who did it.
Gosh.
But you just had to sit there and listen.
This is after or before you kicked out the windows?
This was before I kicked out the window, but not before the first incident I had that involved physicality with a shoplifter. This was after the incident where the guy ran outside but slipped in the rain, and then I tackled him, and he said, I'll be back, MF-er.
I'll be back.
He didn't come back. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day. Plus, can I make Kevin a Jalen Milroe fan? We'll find out next on The Fan.
The 33-year-old to Smith in there. Robertson scores. Desperately needed. For the Dallas Stars, they take advantage of a turnover and get on the board.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Where the Stars lose to the Edmonton Oilers to close out the series in five games. First playoff series since, I think, before 2020, the Stars have played that has been less than six games. Unfortunately, we're on the wrong side of it. Now, right now, go ahead.
I do have a question. Yeah, because it is less than six games, and they were on the wrong side. The series they won were all six plus.
Yes.
And is that a sign? Is that an indicator that you're not that good of a team? Like, you're good enough to win these, but if you're dominant, don't you win in less in five? Don't you sweep a team?
I definitely hear your point. I think the Stars, unfortunately, with probably like the last three playoff runs, have gotten, especially since they switched up the playoff seeding system.
Gauntlet.
Yeah, they've got a really tough run in the playoffs. Or you could just think that's an excuse. By the way, for the person that said you were really dedicated to top flight security at Blockbuster, you know what I remember most about that person I tackled in the rain? Besides the fact that they said, I'll be back, MF or whatever. I cut my arm after the altercation against an inanimate object. I hit it on one of the side caps, you know, where they have a little merchandise like at the end of it. I was trying to put some of the stuff they stole back, and I cut my arm on it. And I was like, all right, so against a human, I walked away unscathed. Against something that can't move, injured.
Couldn't miss it.
Now, right now, it's time for He's in a Mood, mostly because of us and me. So this could be the fieriest AM on the FM in some time.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. Or, you know, you could touch the dial if Kevin starts making Taylor Swift jokes. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin
Hold on. And I know this segment might go long. You have vastly undersold what happened.
Mm-hmm. Intentionally.
We didn't just tell the jokes.
Yeah.
It's pretending like I'm going to tell Alec a real thing and then asking him if he thinks it's true that the players are going to play.
If he keeps this up, Alec, it's going to be a cruel summer.
Got the question of the day coming up here in just a minute. 877-881-1053, Twitch and YouTube as well. And then I'm going to try to make Kevin a Jalen Milroe fan.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a random statement here at the end of May. But I'm going to try.
That's a weird statement. I like it.
For a very, very specific reason that happened at the Panini Rookie Premiere. We'll get to that in just a moment. I have some other stuff we might get to as well that's kind of fun. But the question of the day today, gentlemen, I look at the National Day calendar. No, there's nothing relating to Taylor Swift or her music. But in that same line of thinking, it is National Creativity Day. So I want to know, what is your hidden talent? 877-881-1053. Everybody's got one.
Did you know I can juggle?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I actually bailed.
Yes, he did.
Corey out on a peace-a-thon punishment once.
Huh.
Because it was juggling. I can't remember the name of it, but it was essentially like juggling, and every time you dropped something, Colby was standing right there and was going to hit you
with a wooden spoon.
Yeah.
Huh.
And
it hurt because I stink at juggling. All right, I stink at it, and that was one of the first ones I think I ever lost.
Yeah, you have the fewest losses of people that have participated in Peace-a-thon.
Yeah, and Colby just loved hitting me with that wooden spoon, and Kevin goes, "Dude, we're 1.5 minutes into this thing, and he's already hit you 20 times. Do you want my help?" I was like, "Please, thank," and I really appreciate you for that.
So I can juggle.
Huh. I've always been jealous of that because I remember at one point in elementary school, we had to do it in PE.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing was, it wasn't with actual, like, beanbags or anything to make it really easy on us. They used the little, like, handkerchiefs.
And that's ridiculous.
It was
especially
dumb.
If you're starting to learn. Like, that's... Come on.
Yeah, because it gave everybody this false confidence once you could get, like, four of them in the air that you're like, oh, I can juggle for real. So then you go home and you tell your parents, get me a juggling set. I'm going to be a pro. And that's exactly what I did. I got a juggling set for my birthday. I used it once. I realized how difficult it was, and it got thrown away within weeks.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, but a couple weeks ago when they were trotting out Ocho programming again, they had the World Juggling Championships.
Yeah.
By the way, there was maybe 70 people there, and the announcers were at like this little side table that they definitely brought from home. But it was freaking impressive what those people were doing.
Majors?
I accidentally sent Mike a text I was supposed to send to my wife, and
oh no.
I don't know if I deleted it before he read it.
Oh, I don't.
It says delivered. That doesn't mean read, right?
Does he have his red receipts on, though?
I don't know. I don't know.
What did the text say?
So Taylor Swift officially owns all the rights to her music now. And I told Adrian, and she said, we should celebrate. And I said, yeah, we'll drink some Swift tea and wear sequins. And then I added, I'll wear only my Travis Kelce jersey. And I hit send and sent it to Mike, which has not gotten a reply. And then I went in and deleted
it. Oh, it will.
I deleted
it, will.
It and just left it at that. So right now it's just a blank blue dot. So that might be my hidden talent, Alec, which is very public, is winding up in dumb situations.
Like yeah.
I
can see
right.
that.
Like that time I asked Roger Staubach about his... wife's foot. And
that one's great.
It's disgusting.
My favorite example of that was your Troy Aikman at Nobu story, where, look, Corey was prepared.
I had so many things.
With a game plan of one question or one statement. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, I don't know. You were friends or you had a coach that was the same as Troy Aikman's coach. And he was like, oh, yeah, very cool at Marriott or whatever. And then Corey had nothing after that. And they just stood there, looked at each other. And then he was like, I got to go.
Mike said, this is a very confusing text.
Oh, my God. That is amazing.
Which, that could have been worse. Well, I really think he could have made that worse.
Corey, if it makes you feel better, I fall victim to that same thing of not checking who I'm typing to.
I'm so good at that.
Luckily, it's not anything, you know, like erotic. It's just, you know, like I might say something that's kind
of... It happens to the best of us, Alec.
Yeah. I might say something kind of like, insulting or something, because I remember I did that with a high school football broadcast. I texted my color guy because they put us on the roof of the press box because they accidentally overbooked it for a playoff game.
Wow.
And I texted our producer by accident instead of my color analyst. And I was like, these losers got us on the roof. I was like, what the heck?
Oh, no.
And I think it was low-key our producer's fault. So, I sent that message to him, and I was like, oh, no. And I hit unsend, hoping, and I don't think he spoke to me at all that night. So, I think he still read it on his lock screen before it magically disappeared.
See, in my mind, if he didn't talk to me, I'd be like, he didn't have a clue. He never saw it. Everything's fine.
I'm the chronic overthinker to where I'm like, he totally saw it.
Kevin, this is actually, it's hidden, but Kevin knows about it. I can chug beers.
Dude.
About as fast as anybody you can see.
You're just like the 214 that said, I can make alcoholic drinks disappear. Yeah.
All-time moment for me was we were doing a remote with, and like we were at a brewery, and Corey challenged Colby to a beer drinking competition. Oh. Colby scoffed at him. And I will admit, I also thought this was a foolish decision. Yeah, nice. I was like, this seems like a terrible idea. Like, why would you do that? It would be like challenging Wilt Chamberlain to who could bang more people.
I would never challenge Colby to who can drink the most.
Mm. Right.
I would never. I'm smarter than that. But the fastest, I knew I could do that.
He smoked Colby. I kid you not. Colby had at least a third, if not a half, of his singular like glass of beer. It was unbelievable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Believable.
Yeah, he had gotten like one sip in and mine was gone. And he just looked at me and was like, wow, congratulations. I'll sip the rest of this beer. And I was like, yeah, that is my hidden talent, I think.
See, that happened with me a few weeks ago. There's a taco spot over in Arlington off of Division called Cartel Taco. And they do dollar beer on Wednesdays.
Ooh.
And so me and my college buddies went a couple weeks ago, and Jackson, yeah, Jackson was like, hey, I can delete a beer faster than you can blink. And I'm like, show me. So I recorded it, and sure enough, he did. And I posted it, I think, on my Snapchat. And I was like, keep in mind, this man is an eighth grade teacher. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, this is what our future is depending on. You know, but no, now he's on to greater and better things. He just does that on Wednesdays. We all do. We have a little bit of fun. But from the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line, 877-881-1053. I like this one from the 469. Spinning a basketball on my finger and being able to switch it to all five fingers and then onto my head.
That's awesome.
During the spin.
Holy
That's awesome.
Crap.
I can spin it for just a few seconds. That's and cool. Then I lose control.
I can spin it like at will on my pointer finger. I can actually spin it and then keep it going.
Yeah.
But I cannot do it on any other finger or on my left hand. Mark I can only
that.
Do it.
Mark that.
Nope, not happening. We're going to move on anyways. 877-881-1053. The 817 says Mike will probably reply saying he's bringing his Mahomes shower jersey.
Yeah, probably shower. So. No, he replied back and said, so hold on, you're going to Donald Duck your wife? And because Donald Duck only wore a shirt. And this is why Mike is a joke factory, and I love him for that.
All right, I'm going to try to make
Kevin. I'm going to stop reading Mike's texts now.
Yeah, that might be for the better. I don't read many of the ones he sends me.
Oh, man.
Let's see. Oh, man. Kevin, are you a fan of Jalen Milroe?
He's
all
right.
Seahawks quarterback, yeah. Well, he was at the Panini Rookie Premiere, right?
Yeah.
And he was with, I think it's called AA Sports Cards on TikTok.
Okay.
They were doing interviews with all the players asking about their memories of collecting football cards. And he actually didn't start with football cards.
Who was the person that you collected?
The first card I started doing was WWE.
Really? No shit.
Who was your guy?
My first guy was Randy Orton.
Wow.
My first
okay.
Card, Jeff Hardy,
mm-hmm.
Matt Hardy, Batista.
Yeah.
Those were my first set. Then we got into football.
Okay.
Talk about the WWE.
Yeah, so he's a huge WWE fan, and he said I didn't collect football cards as a kid. I was collecting wrestling cards, which is exactly like me. I didn't even start collecting baseball cards till I was like 15 because I was like, real sports, lame. I know how to party.
That is awesome.
So are you going to be a fan of Jalen Milroe just because he's one of us?
Yes. Even though he mentioned Jeff Hardy, I will still be a fan of him.
Do you think that he would take a chop to the chest from a pro wrestler?
Oh, my God, yes.
Dude, yeah, I've seen football players that love wrestling that, like, they want to be involved.
Yeah.
They really want to be involved. We've seen this a lot of times.
And Tom Segura acted like he wanted to be involved on Monday.
I had no idea that he had said that about wrestling fans.
Yeah, the dirt sheets are reporting now. The wrestling reporters are saying that a lot of talent backstage were furious that he was there because he went on a rant about how pro wrestling is, like, dumb. And made some very, very, very dark jokes about it.
Yes.
So the talent backstage were not happy. But the Netflix pairing, you know how it goes. Business is business.
Yeah. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Could the development of these young NFL players lead their teams to the playoffs? Next on The Fan.
Rams bring an extra body. Williams protected. Williams to the back of the end zone for DJ Moore and a touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip!
Dip it, rip it.
And we start with the questions that matter. Corey, does this player deserve this long of a tweet? So I'm going to turn it over to you, or I can read the entire tweet if you like, because it's really long.
I have the tweet available to me.
All right.
It's going to take me a second. Kevin, go ahead and read it.
Okay. It's about Jonnu Smith.
That should be pulled right now.
This is from Adam Schefter. Mark that. The Dolphins have had trade discussions with the Pittsburgh Steelers about their lone Pro Bowl selection last season, tight end Jonnu Smith, per league sources. Those talks came after Smith expressed an interest in reworking his deal that is scheduled to pay him $4.8 million this season. With Smith seeking a new contract, Miami has sought a trade partner. Last season, Smith set the franchise record for a tight end in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns. Still the same tweet. Smith's preference, per sources, is to stay in Miami under a rework deal.
Here's the deal. That's an agent tweet.
Yeah,
that's what I figured out there. I'm not the only one that's figured this out, but that is an agent gave all this information. Here, I'm going to give you a little note. But I need you to point out how awesome my client is.
Yeah.
Don't forget to include these things. Receptions, receiving yards, touchdowns. Don't forget to include that. Per sources, by the way. But again, the conversation we had on the elevator yesterday was, that's too long of a tweet for this guy.
Yeah.
And you know, Alec, what we're talking about. There are certain guys where every reporter in your timeline is going to report on them. And then there are guys where Rappaport and Schefter will report it and nobody else. That's it. And I feel like Jonnu Smith falls in that category. Would you have liked to have him on your as your fantasy tight end at the end of the year last year? Absolutely. He crushed. But I just don't feel like he's in the same category as a potential Patrick Mahomes wants a trade.
Fair. I think 100%.
So we really need to fix this, guys. We need to come up with a better solution for these rankings.
Now, I played the highlight of this particular individual. I just want to quick hit this. Do you think this young player can develop enough to make his team better or get them in the playoffs in the case of the first individual, Caleb Williams?
Make his team better? Yeah. I do.
No, for Caleb, I say get in the playoffs.
Oh, get in the playoffs? I think they can.
Okay.
Now, I don't think it's him, though. I think it's Ben Johnson.
Sure.
But I think they have the right combination.
J.J. McCarthy.
I don't know. I'm sorry I don't have an answer for you. This is an N.A. Based on his history at Michigan, I would say yes. Based on his history at Michigan, I think that he can be successful. He's got the best receiver in the league.
Yeah.
So, like, I think he's going to be all right with that.
Xavier Worthy.
Oh, that receiver made Sam Darnold look good.
Yeah.
Xavier Worthy. They just went to a Super Bowl.
They didn't win, though.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think he's good. Him and Patrick Mahomes are a good combo.
Dalton Kincaid. So, he had a really good rookie season. Not nearly as much production last season. Can he step his game back up and get Buffalo over what feels like the perpetual hump?
I'm kind of curious on this, Kevin, because he had the same number of touchdowns as last year. He had his long was 29. Year before, his long was 51.
Oh, yikes.
However, he did have a better average this year per reception, and they decided to run the ball more this year. Was it his fault, or was it the offense just didn't call for him to get his much interaction with Josh Allen?
Probably.
I think I'm gonna go with that. Yeah. But I think he's the kind of guy that can help you get over the hump.
I'm gonna skip over a few, but I'm gonna go with two more. Marvin Harrison Jr.
I think he can.
I do too.
I think Arizona's just a bad place. Not for visiting. Oh, man. And for spring training. I'm just saying.
Don't forget, coming up at the end of February, spring training right here on the Fan.
No, I think the Cardinals are just like their organization's not that great. But I think him adding some muscle and being more prepared for the NFL, I thought he was the most NFL-ready receiver there was in that draft. Turns out it was Malik Nabers, and that was the next guy for me. So I think he can, though.
And then the last one, Michael Penix Jr.
This is interesting because, Alec, earlier this morning you sent me a tweet that Kyle Pitts is being shopped by the Falcons. And are you taking away potential weapons from them? Is that what you're doing? Him and Drake London. What is it? I don't know. I don't think so. But that division's terrible. So maybe so.
Okay. All right.
That division's a joke.
Now, let's go to Olympic flag football. Would you like the TV aspect? Or the person who's probably not going to be on the Olympic
team. The TV aspect. Let's go with that first.
So we've talked about it. Should there be an open tryout for the Olympic flag football team? Jason Kelsey threw out the idea that not only would there be, I guess, kind of a tryout, but eventually you'd put together the teams and then have a made-for-TV qualifying matchup.
You absolutely should do this.
I think so, too.
This is the only way to do it. As a matter of fact, you should put a couple teams together just in case.
You want to see a tournament?
I want to see a tournament. I want to see a round-robin tournament.
I think I do, too.
And a couple of these championship flag football teams and a couple of these NFL-created teams, see if they can hang. Because maybe after a couple games, they pick it up. You know, maybe they learn something.
Yeah.
So maybe they can hang just a little bit. So I absolutely, and the NFL should run with this. The NFL should say, we're owning this. Sorry, Olympic Committee. This is ours. And it'll be just as big as a regular season game. I guarantee it.
I would be pretty excited about this prospect, especially if we have, like, let's just say you even get four teams. So you have whether or not you want to break it down as three NFL teams against the national champion, or maybe you have like the last world champion if it's a United States team and like a previous United States champion and it's 2-2, I would be really interested in this event.
And I think, do I think that the other teams are going to smoke them? Yeah.
Oh,
initially.
Okay.
I do think they can learn something. And from the 2-1-4, are the Mannings coaching? Because they always coach the other one.
So it could be the Mannings, but instead I'm going to go ahead and take you to cut number 17. Could it be Matthew Stafford?
Matthew, it looks like NFL players are going to be able to play in the flag football in the 2028 Olympics. What do you think of football being part of it? And I know that might extend... beyond
Xavier, you're talking about coaching or what?
would you be interested? Do you think you'd be interested in playing?
Sure. I mean, I nobody's going to want me to, but yeah, sure. It'd be fun. I'll coach.
Yeah, I'll coach. I like that Matt Stafford has some jokes.
Yes.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
He realizes where he is in his career. I can still sling it, and I'm smart, but I ain't running anywhere. And anybody that's played any of these NFL quarterbacks, they know when they were in high school, they had to run. Whenever they did their 7-on-7s during the summer, they had to run. That was part of the game. Matt Stafford is like, there's no way I'm doing that right now. I can't run like that.
Now, I want to shout out Chris Vanini for answering a question I had after reading one sentence of his tweet inside the same tweet.
Okay.
All right. So he put out a tweet that said the Big 12 and WWE are expanding their partnership this fall.
Okay.
I had lots of questions. I was like, what does that mean? Expanding how? Instead of just reading the next line of the tweet. Now, in like 2 seconds, I did read the rest of the tweet. Guys, what do you think about this? The WWE will hold several episodes of Friday Night SmackDown in Big 12 markets the night before football games, including a week zero show in Ireland before the Kansas State-Iowa State game.
This is college game day on Friday night.
I'm with you.
I think this is what they should go to where college game day is going to be and be the pre-party for it.
I think that's a good idea. Alec, you're in on this, right?
I think it's genius.
I do
like,
too.
Like Corey said, it's basically a glorified pregame, you know, because you and I both know well that wrestling events are giant parties. Like they're really fun. The energy is high and that's a good way to expand the product's audience too, because I feel like it is kind of my generation that is lacking in interest in pro wrestling lately because they're just like, oh, it's fake, whatever. I don't want to watch it. It's dumb. You know, the Tom Segura angle. So I think marketing to the, 18 to 25, audience, that would be really good for WWE.
Yeah. No, I would love it as well, especially if you even tried to straight up rip off their format leading into SmackDown.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I think there's a lot of possibility there.
There's McAfee. He's doing both.
Yeah.
He's doing, Raw's War.
I'll assume that maybe for that season they would shift him to SmackDown just to make his life easier, but maybe they'll be like, no. Because he's like, well, I can't do the show otherwise.
And then Ben Stiller's just furious with him all the time.
We'll get around to the Knicks and how maybe a witch helped them win the game. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, coming up next, because there's a lot to this, let's go back to the stars. Does something have to happen with DeBoer and Otter? Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.